Welcome back to Pending Nuptials. Welcome back to episode 7.
Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
That was good.
Thanks.
Just straight off the cuff.
Yeah.
That was not planned, everybody.
It wasn't. It just kind of happened.
I saw her tempo and I said, you need a little hi-hat to go with that.
Are you going to go in post and add a little bum, 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 bum?
Nope. Didn't need it.
It was good on its own.
It sure was.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Pending Nuptials. My name is Kate Rigby, and across from me is my delicious husband, Benjamin Rigby.
Me? Delicious?
Delish.
Oh, you're so kind.
You're like a snack. I'm so hungry right now.
I had a Laura Bar. A Laura Bar before we came down. It is doing the trick.
And you didn't get me one. It says a lot.
You were still up there. You could have got your damn self.
Mm-hmm. I see how it is.
Yeah, whatever.
Taking mental notes. So today, we're going to talk about kind of a fun subject. We're going to talk about, we're calling it Sunday rituals, but it'll expand to weekly rituals. And the reason we're calling it Sunday rituals is because I tend to do a lot of these things on Sundays, because Sundays are my favorite day of the week.
I think they're our day. Like Sundays, we know probably no obligations, just you and I doing what we want. Usually self-care. A lot of this is going to be talking about self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our day to do it. We have no other obligations, but we still need to work on ourselves because we know Sunday scaries are real, and Monday is less than 24 hours away, back
right
to the real world.
Yeah. So starting with before Sunday, I clean the house on Saturdays. Saturdays are like my day to run errands, my day to clean the house, my day to do all the laundry. Maybe not put it away, but at least do it. And just get things kind of clean and tidy and ready for the week ahead.
Yeah, start Monday on the right foot.
Exactly. Well, and I don't know what it is, but there's something really satisfying about waking up on a Sunday morning to a clean house and like coming downstairs and everything's just tidy and orderly and there's a fresh pot of coffee and we just sit down and we start our day by doing what?
By watching CBS Sunday Morning.
Yes, we are old at heart. Is it an old people thing to do that? Do you think people, I know that some of our friends, one of our friends watches it, but I don't know if anybody else does.
I don't know. It's kind of like a lifestyle. If you want to be tuned in.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a vibe, man.
Man, that CBS Sunday Morning, it's a lifestyle.
It's nice to be detached from your phone straight out of the gate in the morning.
Right.
And to be like on the receiving end of these stories, usually pretty educational.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know that. They're always teaching you something that is kind of like hidden in plain sight,
right?
Sort of thing. So it gets your brain juices going, and it's so pleasant when the trumpets sound at 8 a.m. in the morning with the sunrise. So that's just kind of our vibe. It starts the day off, the last day of the weekend, on the right foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the house is clean. We watch our CBS Sunday Morning with our coffee or tea, depending on how I'm feeling. Right now, it's been a lot of coffee lately.
Yeah, she steals my coffee. Well, and she doesn't make any for her. She just uses what's rationed for me.
What?
You're taking my coffee. You don't make any for yourself. You just take
You make a
mine.
Half a pot.
I
and
know.
I take a fourth of a cup.
A
That's
fourth
all
of a cup.
I drink.
You take a fourth of the half of a pot.
Wrong.
A fourth of a half.
Incorrect. This is not correct. Would you rather that I take the pot out, put the little thing down, and make a single serving, and then put the pot back so it stays warm for you?
I would rather prep a full pot of coffee than...
Okay. This is such a tangent, but we're going to do it. The other day, I think it might have been Saturday night, a lot of times I will prep Ben's coffee for the next morning, the night before.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because I feel like it's like a nice little thing I'm doing for him. And it's like a delayed gratification because like I'm such a great wife that I wake up and he has coffee ready for him, even though I did it the night before. So on Saturday night, I was prepping your coffee for Sunday. And I thought to myself, I was like, am I going to want to drink coffee tomorrow? Maybe it's a good possibility, but I don't really drink that much. So I'll only make half a pot because I was worried about your well-being and health because I didn't think that you needed to drink a whole pot of coffee, because I know that you are fully capable of drinking a full pot of coffee. And I really only take the smallest bit of coffee. I don't drink a full cup because half of it's oat milk.
You do take almost a full cup, though.
Is there a way we can make 3/4 of a carafe instead of a full or a half?
Let's do a full.
Yeah, but then you're drinking more than you need.
This is where the concerned caring about my health life
Correct.
Comes in, right?
Yeah. I don't want you over-caffeinated, overstimulated. I don't want you drinking too much. And also, I don't want it to go to waste, because you used to make almost a full pot when we had our old coffee maker. Actually, it was a full pot. You used to make a full pot every day with our old coffee maker.
Yeah.
And a lot of it went to waste. There was always a few cups left that didn't get drank. So, drunk did.
I
feel drunk did.
So that's coffee talk. Coffee talk.
So, like you mentioned before, we make good food on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, we always have some kind of a good meal. And a lot of times I save the best meal of the week for Sunday, because it is my favorite day of the week. Mm-hmm. And like, I can have a little extra time to put together something, or I can go the other route and be lazy and just throw something in the crock pot. But Sunday morning this week, you decided that you were going to make waffles.
Well, I also asked you if you wanted waffles.
Yeah.
And there was a resounding yes.
Yeah.
And then we're like, you know what? What if we do this just every
Sunday?
Every Sunday.
So it might just be a new thing, Sunday waffles.
Yeah. Although I very easily crave your savory waffle. You have a killer savory waffle.
What did I put on top? Oh, I put eggs on top of it. That's what I did.
And chives. You put some other
I just made
morsels.
Regular waffle mix, but I added cayenne pepper and cheddar and chives.
Mm-hmm. Gourmet.
And then I scrambled eggs over the top, and I think I had bacon or something on there too.
For sure.
Yeah. But super easy to flip the switch on a standard like breakfast food. So like I said before, I clean the house on Saturdays. And part of the reason why I do that on Saturdays is because Sundays is the day that I like to be lazy. So Ben and I are football fans, and right now, especially because there's some high stake games happening on the weekends. Next weekend, we got a really big one.
Boy, howdy.
Go Chiefs. So for me, I would rather spend the time being lazy on the couch and watching football or watching the ESPN like pre-football games than focusing on trying to get the house tidy and ready for the week. I really try and make a concerted effort to have Sunday be a slower day.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas Saturday, I'm kind of running around kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, like you mentioned, it is playoffs, and Chiefs are very much on the road to Tampa.
We can only hope.
A very hard-fought game on Sunday. Had some big nervous flutters the last 5 minutes of that game. Whew.
Oh, my God.
But with playoff Chiefs football comes my playoff chili. I love making chili. But this year, I made it early. And for reasons that we might discuss later.
Yeah, I would wait for that juicy Marshall.
That juicy Marshall.
Marshall.
But this year's chili was really good.
Talk about where the recipe comes from and why you make it for football and playoffs.
The recipe comes from a Chiefs cookbook where this little old lady back in the day, it was Super Bowl I, and she went to all the players.
Was it really from Super Bowl I?
Yeah, went to all the players and even Lamar Hunt and got their favorite things they like to cook at home. And they got recipes on how they do it. Like there's a grasshopper pie in there. There's chili. There's cornbread. There's all these staples.
There's some funky recipes in there, too.
Oh, yeah. And if you look at it, you're like, well, wow, this was from the 60s.
Where did you get that from? I don't remember.
My sister gave it to me was it my birthday or Christmas?
Maybe it was Christmas.
I think it was Christmas.
It's cool. It's like a little spiral-bound cookbook.
Yeah, and you can find them online from some online thrift stores, but it was such a limited run that I don't know, you'd have to be such a diehard fan to appreciate it, and I very much appreciate it.
Right. So going along the same lines of chiller, I also take Sundays to kind of map out dinners for the week. And I know this is something that everybody and their mother talks about constantly, of meal prep and all that kind of stuff. And I don't really do a lot of meal prep other than on Saturdays, before I go to the grocery store, I will flip through some cookbooks and see, and I'll sit at the kitchen table and say, Ben, what do you think about this? What do you think about this?
And it's always, yes, yes, I want that. Yep.
So on Sundays, we have a magnetic calendar on our refrigerator. And so I'll just pencil down things that I'm going to make for each night. Because for me, now that I'm back and working again, it's better for me to have an idea of like being in my mind of how much work I need to do for dinner leading up to it, so that I can kind of mentally prepare myself through the day of like, okay, I need to start making dinner at 5:30 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it also, it helps us go through our groceries properly, which sounds kind of weird.
No, it doesn't at all.
But before I would write all the meals down for the week, I felt like a lot of our groceries were not getting used.
Mm-hmm.
And when we lived in our old house, it was a luxury to just run to the grocery store real quick because we lived so close to a Publix.
Oh, yeah.
Which I feel like I went to Publix at times almost every day.
Same.
We were there all the time.
Yeah.
And now I really haven't been to our Kroger since before Christmas. I mean, I go to Aldi more now, and like I'll go to Kroger if needed, but it's nothing new, you
yeah.
know, the Sunday prep of it all, of the meals and stuff. But the other thing that I do on Sundays is I put clean sheets on the bed.
Mm, nice, warm and toasty.
What is, I want to know like the psychology behind, like like, are we getting endorphins? Is it serotonin? Like, what's happening in our brain when you get in a bed with clean sheets?
I think it's pretty primal. Like, you're nestling into your den.
Like, snuggling?
Yeah. You know, this is your safe space.
Uh-huh.
And it's in its prime condition. And you don't have to fight off the wolves at the door anymore for the night. So
although
you can relax.
We do have to fight off our wolves.
Yes. Get off the bed. It's a clean sheets.
Yeah, there's something, and I guess I do let out kind of a primal sound when I get in bed with clean sheets.
It's very adorable.
Yeah, it sounds like a little squeaky toy.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that rolls into that is that on Sundays, I typically spend a little extra time on my skincare routine.
Yeah.
I have a pretty extensive skincare routine, many, many steps. I'm a big nerd about that kind of stuff, and on Sundays, I will exfoliate and do a mask and do my gua sha stone or my jade roller like thing and really take the time. And like when I get out of the shower, I like really massage the lotion into my legs
oh,
and
yeah.
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like really try and pamper myself.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
What? It's just a great visual you're creating for me.
And like yesterday, I got out of the shower and I was like, Ben, can you, if you're downstairs, can you bring me my robe that's on in the laundry room that I just washed? And he came up and he put it on me and I was like, ooh, am I at the Four Seasons? Which is mm-hmm. nice and fluffy and that, all that. But what's so great, which I don't think men really get to understand and enjoy, is shaving your legs and then getting in fresh sheets. There is something about being so slick and like all clean, and I just don't know how to explain it. I just love that feeling.
I guarantee you 90% of men do not know what you're talking about.
No, but all the women out there are like, yeah, I totally get it.
Preach, girl.
Preach, girl.
So it would be like if I were to do a clean shave on my face and then put my face on the pillow. Maybe that's a comparison.
Does that feel good?
It's okay, but your face is uber sensitive.
Then it's not the same.
I guess I'll never know.
I guess you'll never know.
Because I ain't shaving my legs.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why you would need to.
You forgot to mention what happened after I put that robe on you.
You took it off.
No, you took it off. You took it off with your own volition.
Well, yeah.
But it got us kind of spicy in the mood.
Spicy.
We like to be intimate on the weekends, and Sunday is a good day to do it because you've got the work done mm-hmm. from Saturday,
mm-hmm.
so you can enjoy all the spoils of your hard work and fresh sheets. Let's get them almost pretty clean.
Well, actually, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but I wait to put the sheets on until later in the afternoon, because if we do have an afternoon delight on Sundays, we get the dirty sheets dirtier, and then I put brand new sheets on.
Yes, yes. I haven't noticed.
Yeah.
But it's a good little way to change up the day. If the day starts to get kind of tiring or you feel like it's nap time, sure, we can go to bed. But we ain't napping. Yet, anyway. We're not napping yet.
The way that you say that, like your facial expressions, also with your mustache peeking out from behind your microphone. It's good. It's really good.
You feel like there should be like some...
It's revving my engine, is what I'm telling you.
Some 70s vibes behind us.
Yeah. I mean, you do have an incense burning behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say that most times that we have an afternoon delight, it's typically on a Sunday, mm-hmm. which isn't necessarily planned, but it's really nice to have an intimate moment in the afternoon, and especially on a day like Sunday, because like maybe it's before a football game mm-hmm. or in between football games.
It worked out great.
So I don't know. It sets the tone.
Yeah.
I don't know if this makes any sense, but it ups the coziness factor, because after we have sex, like we're just very like touchy-feely with each other.
Well, yeah, it's the euphoria. You're able to coast on it throughout the day.
Right
after. So.
It's like taking a drug together.
Yeah, and it's got that slow release kind of lasting for, you know, the better part of the day.
And it, you know, your shoulders come down from your ears. You're just like feeling the vibes mm-hmm. and feeling each other.
Yep, get ready
then
for
you eat
some
a big bowl of chili.
Big bowl of chili, drink some beer, watch some football.
Maybe light a fire if it's a cold month, depending on when you're listening to this and you're thinking about having a Sunday ritual day. We love a good fire in our house. Love a good fire.
Especially when it is cold, and it has been pretty cold recently. Mm-hmm. Not as cold as some other regions that are listening to this right now.
I know.
That's just Tennessee for you, though.
They're like, these Tennessee wimps, they don't know what cold is.
Yeah, it's sweltering 40 degrees up there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but the animals become a lot cozier when you have a fire, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Prince typically will go upstairs after dinner to tuck himself in. It's just his time. It's his self-care that he goes and has some time by himself away from us. And if we have a fire going, though, he will stay downstairs and be really snuggly with us on the couch. So yesterday, they were even more snuggly because they had a little self-care. We gave them baths yesterday, and we tried something different because it is kind of cold, and I'm a little emotionally scarred from the last time I gave them a bath outside, and it was a little chilly.
What are you talking about? They were fine.
Prince was like shaking while I was hosing him down. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Big baby.
We have a decent-sized shower in our owner's suite, and so I just like lured the dogs one by one into the shower with me, and it actually worked out pretty well. We had towels ready and Ben was ready, so I just had to holler at Ben to come and grab the dog, and then he carried them down to the basement, so while they were still wet, that they weren't sitting on the clean sheets or...
More importantly, shaking off throughout the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting a wet dog smell.
But they both did pretty good. I was pretty impressed by that. And we used the Furminator brand shampoo and conditioner, mm-hmm. and they smell so good afterwards.
For days afterwards.
And they're so soft. It's mm-hmm. like not, it's unlike any pet shampoo I've ever used before. It's great.
You know, when you said that the dogs had self-care, I'm picturing them just bathing themselves. They've got a little hairnet up. There's that old school shower that like you can see their heads poking out from. Who is it?
So this is not something that I've been doing for very long. I honestly just started it today. And yesterday I was thinking a lot about self-care and things that I can be doing for myself. And, you know, now that I'm back working and staring at a computer all day and constantly, and my brain's just like juggling a million different things, I wanted to try my hand at meditation. And so I downloaded the Headspace app,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what it's called.
Yeah,
Headspace.
That's it.
And I did my first morning meditation this morning. It was only 3 minutes, but it felt a lot longer than that because I definitely have a hard time sitting still. I'm very fidgety. And I'm excited to continue to do that every day. Even if I stay with only 3 minutes, it's carving out some time to just like focus on my breath and to not think about anything else.
It is tough.
It is so hard.
You have to keep your brain in between the lines of drifting off to think about other things. You got to reel it in. Oh, nope, I'm thinking about this thing right here, right now. Mm-hmm. So just that repetition, and it'll take a second to get used to.
For sure. Have you done a lot of meditating?
I've done my share. Funny enough, I have meditated myself out of a hangover before.
What?
Yes. Yes, that really happened.
Wait, please explain this.
It was like peak meditation of mine. I say peak. I would only do it like a couple times a week. But once you know how to do it, you can kind of do it on your own as long as you kind of abide by a few rules.
You just reached enlightenment.
I reached peak enlightenment.
Wait, so explain what happened, because I'm really intrigued by this. I've never heard this before.
It was pretty simple. It was me staying within my head, just focusing on my breathing and questioning, why am I in this state? Well, that's a pretty easy answer.
Because Jack Daniels did it again.
Yeah, good play on words. Glad you didn't copyright infringe anything. But it's a matter of getting your mental state back up after being dehydrated and having these inhibitors of what alcohol does to you.
So were you feeling really sick and that's why you had to like get into your head about it?
It wasn't physically ill. Like it wasn't my gut, but it was my head. I was so cloudy. Mm-hmm. It was one of those where you didn't get enough sleep and you, like just sitting down and catering, going for your water is like, oh, I have to reach my arm 3 feet away. I don't know if I can do that. So just pressing pause on everything, going into a room where you're not going to be in anybody's way. No traffic is going to come in and bother you, where you can just sit down and stop and focus and gather your thoughts and kind of brush away the cloudiness.
That makes total sense.
And you're not going to be like 100% because of what you did to yourself the night before. But you can get pretty close.
Right.
After that, it's just time to get you back up to your fighting weight.
That's so interesting that I would never think to do that.
Yeah, I don't really recommend it as a remedy, but for me, that's what I needed at that time, and it worked.
Speaking of that, something else that you've been kind of doing as a weekly ritual, not every day, but peppering on and off, is you are making the conscious choice not to drink certain days of the week.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that was a good example of where you drink too much, and I'm just wanting less and less of those.
Right.
I have a pretty good compass. I have a pretty good barometer of where I'm at when I drink. And luckily, I know where that is. I never cross that line of drinking too much because I have a wife sitting right next to me. So I usually just want to catch a buzz. So it's only a couple beers and maybe a swig of whiskey and then I'm done for the night.
Right.
But I need to tell myself where the line is and practice where that line is. Otherwise, there is no line.
Right.
If you do that every night, then what's to keep you from going to 4 drinks and then 5 drinks and so on and so forth? So small practices like that are helping me quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am kind of making a similar conscious effort. You know, with the pandemic and going into quarantine, it was really easy for me personally to have a drink every night or have a few drinks every night.
Yeah.
And alcoholism does run in my family. I don't feel like I've ever had an issue with it, but I don't ever want to have to get to the place where I have to question that. So since drinking kind of became more of a daily ritual for me through the pandemic and through quarantine, I'm making an effort to do the same thing, that I'm not drinking every day. I'm also trying to note why I'm drinking. Am I drinking because I'm happy? Am I drinking because I'm sad? Am I drinking because it's going to pair well with this meal? Like, what is the reason that I'm having this alcoholic beverage?
Exactly.
And if it's because I'm sad, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
If it's because I'm happy, maybe it's just one drink. And granted, I will have days where, like lake days in the summertime, where I'm going to drink a six pack of seltzers because I'm with my friends and we're hanging out and that's just what we're doing.
But you're not doing that every day.
No. And that's what why I'm, it's just become so easy.
Yes.
It's become almost like a reflex of when that clock hits a certain time during the afternoon and it's like, ooh, a drink would be nice right now just to kind of take the edge off a little bit. Do I actually need that? Is there something else that I can do to try and mimic that feeling? Because that's another example of self-care.
Absolutely.
So on Sundays, I will say we do typically drink in the house because it's football and we enjoy catching a buzz while we watch football, which isn't a bad thing.
And we're usually done by like 5 or 6.
That's true. Depending on what time the game is that we are watching. Yeah. But I can say that I don't remember the last time that I got ripped, like rip roaring drunk. I can't remember.
Me neither. Cause I know once I get to a point, it's just chasing that. And that's no fun. You just get more bloated just to get a little more, little more buzz. And that sucks.
Yeah. Well, and you know, this may be an unpopular opinion, but you know, sometimes I just rather smoke than to drink.
Sure.
Granted, when I smoke, I tend to eat a lot more, but it just kind of depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I didn't plan on having this discussion for this episode, but I'm glad that the topic came up
because
I think that it's maybe something that a lot of other people are
going through.
Yeah. And I don't want to say struggling because I wouldn't say that we're struggling with it, but maybe it's something else that's in the back of other people's brains as we are still in a pandemic, but we are kind of still in this weird lockdown, but not really, but still should be kind of a phase. So, yeah.
Well, it's been almost a year now us like this. So it's going to take some other outside point of view to get people shaking it off and be like, okay, yeah, I do need to get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
I know normal is a pretty loose term right now,
right.
But ways of caring for yourself, caring for your body, caring for your mind, because it will come a day where those cases are getting lower and lower.
Right.
My job depends on it. So the sooner we get back to taking care of ourselves, then we're all better for it.
Yeah. And another thing that I wasn't planning on talking about, but I can, is that you know, since the wedding, we've kind of been footloose and fancy free when it comes to what we're eating.
We were there for a second.
Yeah, I don't want to make it sound like we just became absolute gluttons because we really didn't.
Nah.
Maybe it's more me than anything that I made a little bit fattier foods and a little bit more starchy foods and things like that. But it's like we've talked about this so many times, so I'll try and keep it relatively short, but I am so hard on myself and my physical appearance.
You are.
And I am probably the heaviest I've ever been in my life now. Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we have gone through a year of absolute turmoil and I need to give myself some grace when it comes to how I've been coping with that trauma, essentially.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, I was just going through old pictures and I came across a video from, I think it was like 2017. And it was me in a bikini. And I wasn't ripped by any means because I don't think I've ever fully been ripped in my life. Like I've never really had a thigh gap, but that's all right because not everybody has one.
Right.
But I just looked really healthy. Mm-hmm. Like that's all I'm going to say is I just looked really healthy. And so I told myself that I was going to take a picture from that video and put it up on my mirror in the morning so that in the morning I could see that, because so often we have people telling us that we need to look like other people. And I just thought that if I want to look like anybody, I want to look like me.
There you go.
So I need to do that. I need to print out that picture and put it up on the mirror.
So that was a small glimpse into how we are maintaining ourselves and kind of looking into the mirror and trying to be better for not only ourselves, but I want to be better for you.
Yeah, and I want to be better for you.
Yeah. So even if it is 1 or 2 days a week, that's a big step in the right direction.
Yeah. And, you know, also whatever I can do to support you in your self-care, just talk to me. Tell me what I can do to help you.
Talk to me. Ooh, talk to me.
That's not the song I thought that you were going to start singing, but okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Always keeping you on your toes, Wallace.
Terrells. Well, come back next week for another episode. We have really been brainstorming some new topics.
Yep.
And we haven't quite nailed down what we're going to talk about next week, but we've got a list to choose from that we are going to go visit, and we'll see you next time.
Look at us.
Look where?
Look at us.
At me?
Look at me.
Look at you?
Who'd have thought?
I don't know. Definitely not me.
I think I might have.
I love you.
I love you.